He deserted from Kirtland Air Base in Albuquerque 35 years ago. Now the former Air Force captain who had top clearance is in custody in California. The Air Force Office of Special Investigations says Captain William Howard Hughes Jr. is being held at Travis Air Base in the Bay Area after his arrest a few days ago. Before deserting, he had top-level security clearance for his work at Kirtland in the planning and analysis of NATO command surveillance systems. A lot of summits in the news lately, including the Kilauea Volcanoes summit where another explosions occurred.
The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said the explosion was equivalent to a magnitude of 5.4 and sent ash plumes into the air. Activity was also reported at fissures 16 and 18. They're also predicting another small explosion to occur within the next 24 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continue to prepare for their historic summit in Singapore, where President Trump will push for full denuclearization, and he has said the U.S. will help the North get on its feet economically. Japan and South Korea monitoring the summit closely, though they're not directly involved in the talks, and also not being involved in the prep for them, Democrats. According to the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
It is a Democrat and Republican objective to have a direct negotiation between Kim and Trump, but thus far, the president has not included Democrats.
Trump sounding off in a tweet again on allies over their reactions to steel and aluminum tariffs, saying that fair trade should be called fool trade if it's not reciprocal. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The Southwest could get some drought relief from a hurricane that's brewing in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. Hurricane Bud expected to strengthen over the next day or so, though by the time it reached the Southwest U.S., it would probably just be a tropical storm. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he's sorry that he ate at Chick-fil-A. Dorsey tweeted about a visit to the chicken chain on Sunday, pleased with a 10% discount he had gotten the previous day using a mobile app. But backlash was immediate from people who said that the chain's CEO, Dan Cathy, is against gay marriage, so Dorsey shouldn't have patronized it. Dorsey ended up apologizing and said he completely forgot about, quote, the company's background. If you collect celebrity mugshots, well, you've got a new one for your collection. Actor Vince Vaughn is in hot water after being arrested in California. Police say the Chicago area native and a male passenger were taken into custody early yesterday on suspicion of drunk driving. The arrest happened after Vaughn was pulled over at a DUI checkpoint in Hermosa Beach. Vaughn is known for appearing in films from Swingers to The Wedding Crashers and Hacksaw Ridge. And speaking of movies, a new number one film at the box office over the weekend in the U.S. and Canada, the star-studded movie heist comedy Ocean's 8, starring Sandra Bullock and Rihanna and others, earning $41.5 million. And for USA Radio News,